Jenna Ray Clark is the Director of Community Services for the Town of High Level. She joins us on the line today. Jenna Ray, thank you very much for joining us. Frostival is happening this weekend in High Level. How goes final prep?
It's going really well. The staff as well as the artists have been really working hard all week, for the past 2 weeks now, in the park, and we're almost ready to go. We're excited, and they put a lot of work into it, so we're excited for the community to get to see what they've done.
What are some of the events happening?
So this year we have an ice slide. So we've had that in the past, and it's always been a community favorite, as like adults can enjoy it as well as kids. We have some snow and ice carvings. We'll also have some live ice carvings. So the artists will be there on site to do carvings that people can watch. We have our snow maze. We have dog sledding. We have a curling rink, a kids snow station, snowshoeing. There'll be some music, hot chocolate, hot dogs, prizes. So yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Sounds like this year is going to be really extra special in the sense that you've got a couple of milestones for this. One is for Frostival at 10 years. The other is for High Level at 60 years. How happy is everybody for that?
Yeah, we're super excited. I mean, we started the Frostival for our 50th anniversary. So it's really cool that we've kept going with it. And it's our 10th year with the Frostival. The same guys come up year after year to help us out. And now it's our 60th. So we're super excited to make it even bigger and better. And yeah, to celebrate this huge milestone for our community.
The popularity from the residents around High Level and the area, certainly in McKenzie County, I'm sure has been present. How popular has it been for the last little while? Well, for the last 10 years at Frostival.
It's one of our biggest events. I mean, it's our biggest winter event that we have as the town. We get a lot of people that come from all around to come check it out, as well as, like, once the sculptures are up, the park is open until either they melt or, you know, the kids are climbing on them and we have to take them down. But, it's a really, like, everyone seems to enjoy it, and it's for, again, all ages, from seniors to little kids. There's something for everyone.
The 10th annual Frostival is happening in High Level this weekend. Jenna Ray, I ask, how optimistic are you for a good show and a good turnout?
I think it's going to be great. I mean, the weather's supposed to be really nice this weekend, and the staff are super excited. We have a lot of amazing sponsors as well as partners who will be on site doing some activities. The Forest Capital of Canada will be there with their film crew doing some stuff. The High Level Curling Club will be there with the curling rink. The Northern Lights Forest Education Society will be there with snowshoeing. Zama City will be there doing some snow cones. The village will be there doing some kids snow stuff. And then there's a market as well happening. So a lot of really fun things happening, and I think it's going to be a great turnout, as well as the night will end with some fireworks. So the community always loves fireworks, so that's great.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic time. I appreciate this. Jenna Ray Clark is the Director of Community Services for the Town of High Level. Jenna Ray, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling.